Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to, so I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by, so put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly, and
Monday, Street Love family. I am so grateful you joined in. Welcome to the Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. My name is Lachelle, or Minister LA, and I'm so grateful you joined in. Our Street Love purpose is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about Street Love Ministry. Heavenly Father, we welcome you into this blessed Monday. We ask that you remind us of your goodness, love, peace, and mercy that is available to us when we just pause and acknowledge you in our lives. Take this 15 minutes and shower us with a word in due season. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Well, family, you made the right decision to call in today. I believe I have a message straight from God just for you. Hallelujah. So the Lord led me to give messages of hope and encouragement on Mondays because it's this day we return to our jobs or place of business. And Mondays may be a day you don't look forward to anymore. You're glad you have a job, but mad you have a job. And as one leader once said, then just quit because somebody else will want your job or your leftovers. This made me think of Jesus knowing his Monday was coming up when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was in his most vulnerable position, and he had to face his Monday, which we all know wasn't on a Monday, but that's just me giving you an example. And he asked his disciples to watch my six. I'm paraphrasing again. He was going to be betrayed, crucified, and die for all mankind's sins. Although he knew the benefits of this day would bless all, he wasn't looking forward to it. And can you blame him? The title of this message is Watch My Six. In the military, they use this term, watch my six, which really means watch my back. If you think of a clock, just picture it. 12 is at the top, and that position is the forward position. That's you facing forward. Well, the sixth position is in the back. So your six is your most vulnerable position, and you need someone to be watching your back. Amen? So our biblical reference is of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, and I'm going to be reading verses 36 through 41. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. Watch my six. I'm jumping down to 38. Then saith he unto them, My soul is sorrowful exceedingly, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Watch my six. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, Man, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? My goodness. Watch and pray. Watch my six, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. My goodness. So when no one is watching, are you sleeping? Are you coming in late? Can you be depended on? Are you that person that God is asking to watch his back and your flesh is weak? You don't feel appreciated. You don't get the respect you deserve. Or maybe your team doesn't have your back. So you're like, I'm not going to do anything. Nobody cares. Well, Jesus shows us how to respond when others don't have our back, and how to watch his six. In verse 39, I'm going to read part B of that same scripture. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Jesus stopped focusing on the disciples, and he talked to God. He says, God, I really don't want this to happen, but I'll do it. I'll have your six. I got your back. Verse 41, Jesus says, Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed, is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your spirit wants to do what's right, but your flesh or your feelings keep leading you into temptation. Coming to work late, you stop going to church, you stop paying your tithes, you stop hearing the word often because you should be hearing and hearing and hearing the word. Jesus wants you to have his six, but he can't depend on you because, as the young people say, you all in your feelings. I'm tired. I don't feel good. I don't even like them. Colossians 3, verses 23 through 24 says, And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. Your job, your business, your time, your money, do it unto the Lord. when you come to work on time, when you come to church, when you're paying your tithe, you're doing what the Spirit leads and not your flesh. You become a person who God can trust and have his back. Hallelujah. Now, a personal street love story for me would be, I'm a minister, but I'm still working in the secular, and going to work sometimes can be challenging. So this message was to help me as well, to remember to have God's back no matter what role I'm in. He needs me to do whatever I'm doing unto the Lord. I have to catch myself to not complain and murmur and criticize. One day when I'm in ministry full time, because this is temporary, amen, I hope my coworkers will speak positively of me, that I was someone they could trust and had their back, because no one wants to listen to a minister who doesn't let their light shine. If I curse and do everything that they're doing, then they'll never see me as a minister. And even though I don't want to walk around with a big M on my shirt, you still want them to see you as somebody they can come to for prayer, someone they can confide in. Amen. So in conclusion, watching my six is a badge of honor, a level of integrity. If you watch his back and do it unto the Lord, your Mondays won't be so bad. And remember, God's word says, I'll never leave nor forsake you. He's always has your six, whether you ask him or not. That's the kind of father he is. The street love action for this week is override your flesh. Just do what you know to do when no one is watching, because someone is watching and he's got your six. Glory to God. This ends this week's street love message, but we can't end without offering an invitation for you to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Do you want Jesus to have your back? Do you want to have his back? Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? Then repeat after me. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe he died, was buried, and rose again. I believe he always has my back. I take him as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart right now. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you hear that bell? Right now, angels are praising God just for what you did. Hallelujah. Just a few announcements. I am here every Monday on blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. Every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All my messages are on there, and you can listen at any time as much as you want. You can share it with your friends and loved ones. Glory to God. If you'd like to have me bring the free lunch and prayer street outreach to your church, where we will teach you to how to effectively witness and offer prayer right on the streets, just reach out to me and I will be available to you. If you'd like to donate, we ask that you prayerfully consider sending $5. That will cover one lunch and a Bible. Glory to God. And if you're looking for a guest speaker at your next event, just let me know. You can contact or donate at freelunchandprayer.org. Hallelujah. I thank you so much for joining us this week. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, you are so good at reminding us of your word and will. And we want to be good stewards and not just hearers of your word only, but doers. We receive the word today into our hearts and minds. We say thank you for always having our backs. And let thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. I love you, Street Love family. I thank you so much for joining. I hope you'll share this message and others with your loved ones and follow us at freelunchandprayer.org, radio.com /streetlove. And remember, street love begins with you. Hallelujah.